With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz holds a lead over his challenger, despite a well-funded effort by Democrats to flip his seat from red to blue in the run-up to next Tuesday's election. Bob Agnew reports.
According to a new poll from the University of Texas at Tyler, Cruz gets 47% support compared to just 45% for Democrat Congressman Colin Allred. 3% support a Libertarian candidate. 6% describe themselves as undecided or refuse to answer. Texas is one of three states, along with Florida and Nebraska, where Democrats have spent millions in hopes of flipping a GOP seat, with Republicans expected to flip at least two Democrat-held seats and regain the Senate majority. Bob Agner reporting.
At a news conference, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says North Korean troops wearing Russian uniforms and carrying Russian equipment are moving to the Kursk region near Ukraine in what he called a dangerous and destabilizing escalation.
The evidence now suggests that North Korea has sent around 10,000 soldiers to train in eastern Russia. And some of these DPRK troops have already moved closer to Ukraine, and we're seeing them outfitted with Russian uniforms and provided with Russian equipment.
Austin says he's concerned that Russia plans to use North Korean troops to support its combat operations near the Ukraine border. Federal officials are reporting more cases of E. coli poisoning as they trace the supply of onions that are the leading culprit behind the outbreak. The onions were served on quarter-pounder hamburgers at hundreds of McDonald's locations and were distributed by Taylor Farms, a food supplier with a processing plant in Colorado. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 91 points, the Nasdaq dropped 104. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse.
That's what a lot of Americans say about the state of the country compared to 70 years ago. A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks whether U.S. culture and way of life has gotten better or worse since the 1950s. And about half the population says worse. Majorities of all major religious groups agree with that assessment, including white evangelical Protestants, white mainline Protestants, white Catholics, and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nationally, Catholic voters have been a crucial swing constituency in recent presidential elections. This year in the vital state of Pennsylvania, they'll likely comprise at least a quarter of the electorate and thus play a pivotal role in deciding the overall outcome. Many are supporting former President Trump, citing Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and for the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Prosecutors are seeking a 17-year prison term for a Pentagon secrets leaker.
Prosecutors plan to argue that a Massachusetts Air National Guard member who pleaded guilty to leaking highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine should serve nearly 17 years in prison. In a sentence memorandum filed Tuesday, prosecutors say Jack Teixeira perpetrated one of the most significant and consequential violations of the Espionage Act in American history. Teixeira's defense attorneys are pushing for an 11-year sentence. They admit their client made a terrible decision, which he repeated over 14 months, but say he never meant to harm the United States. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal grand jury indicted 11 alleged members of a Minneapolis street gang on charges that include murder, conspiracy, and drug trafficking. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.